So, ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you? Yep. May I ask you to take seats? So, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pleased to welcome you to the 26th session of the Working Party on Regulatory Cooperation and Standardization Policy. You have before you the document number one, the agenda for our session. Does anyone have objections to raise about the agenda? I do not see any, so the agenda of the meeting is adopted. Decision number one, the Working Party adopted its session agenda. Distinguished delegates, in opening this session, I would like to say a few words on the Working Party to those for whom this is the first session. The Working Party on Regulatory Cooperation and Standardization Policy is an intergovernmental forum, and its broad mandate includes technical regulation, standardization, conformity assessment, metrology, market surveillance, and risk assessment. It is the only intergovernmental body of the UN system with a mandate on these important issues. Participation is open not only to all members of the UN states, but also to representatives of standardization bodies, business community, testing bodies, laboratories, non-governmental organizations, and other interested parties. In our view, this partnership is very important for the issue that we are going to address during our first panel. That is why our standards are important to make global level frameworks operational for development, like the SDGs. First, this partnership is possible because the UN and the standardization organizations, like the Global Reporting Initiative, which is represented here for the first time at our meeting, and also ISO and IEC that have been working closely with us for many years, and the many other national, regional, and international standardization bodies represented here today, work on the basis of the same principles, which are neutrality, transparency, and inclusiveness. So we are natural partners. One example of this common engagement was when UNECE, ISO, and IEC worked together in the run-up of the World Conference on Disaster Risk Reduction that took place in Sendai, Japan, in March 2015, and which led to the adoption of the so-called Sendai Framework of Action for Disaster Risk Reduction, a 15-year plan to make our world safer from natural and man-made hazards. Another example, at UNECE we developed two recommendations on how to integrate risk in the work of regulatory and administrative agencies. These recommendations effectively adopted the ISO 31000 standard on risk management to the reality of administration and legislative bodies. UNECE also worked in close partnership with IEC and IECX to develop a common regulatory framework on equipment used in environments with an explosive atmosphere, which actually is a blueprint for regulators in a sector where safety is a key issue, alongside the impact on the environment and on communities living alongside dangerous facilities. So what should be the priorities of our cooperation now in the light of the agenda to 2030? This is a question I hope we'll find an answer in our discussions today. So from our vantage point, expectations for our cooperation moving toward are mainly in two areas. The first one is about making our work more cohesive so that we can offer not just one standard or a policy tool, but rather workable frameworks offering practical solutions to policymakers and businesses. For example, how can business support the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals? Can we identify together standards that the private sector could implement to progress towards sustainability? How can the implementation of these standards be monitored so that it's a reliable measure of their engagement? The second area has to do with awareness raising and education. How do we make sure that end users are aware of standards developed by UN or by standardization organizations? How can we make sure that they are capable of implementing them? What role could universities and research institutions play? Let me now give the floor to the Executive Secretary of the UNECE, Mr. Bach, for his opening remarks. Please.